Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Curious Conversations with Tully and Sarah. We sit down and chat with business owners, entrepreneurs, and some of the best conversation starters. This is a podcast about real life lessons and people doing cool shit. Hey, what's up? Happy Wednesday, and welcome to another episode of Curious Conversations. What's up, Sarah?
Not much, Tully. Just hanging out with you.
Chilling, recording.
Having a conversation.
Doing our thing. So this week we have a little bit of a episode for you, just talking about, it was supposed to be like a birthday special, even though our birthday was in July.
Yeah. I'm sitting here rolling my eyes.
Yeah, Sarah didn't want to do a birthday special. Anyway, so it's a birthday special, a bit of banter, we talk about embarrassing things.
There might be a bit of a segment in there where
you might need to turn your volume down.
Yeah, because we might laugh into the microphone a bit
too loud. But it's a good one if you are...
Make sure you look after that IBS, Tull.
I don't have IBS anymore. That was a story from when I was a teenager.
Enjoy the episode.
Don't forget to like, subscribe.
And tell all your friends.
Pass on to all your friends.
That's it.
Or tell. Same shit. Different day. Bye.
Then into a hub. Did you just press record?
Yeah, I did.
But I told you I'm just writing back to a message.
Who's it to?
It's on Hinge, actually.
It's on Hinge. You're disgusting. Hi, and we're back. Another episode of... Tully, stop typing on Hinge.
I'm actually not on Hinge anymore.
You are too.
I actually am not.
You moved to Instagram, but it's a person from Hinge.
No.
Yes.
No, I don't do that.
You do. What are we talking about today? You want to talk about a birthday special, but it's not our birthday.
Yeah, okay. So, sorry, I just finished writing my messages. Just should turn my phone onto silent. I also just realized I have my aligners in. I was not prepared. Sarah pressed record very early on.
Is this a guy you're going on a date with tonight?
Can we not talk about dating? I'm sick of actually this
That was
podcast.
A genuine question.
No, it wasn't. It actually wasn't.
Okay.
1 second.
Good job.
Thank you. I just had to take my aligners out because Sarah pressed record too early and I wasn't ready. I told her I was writing a message and I need to take my aligners out, but I am ready to go.
Your teeth look great.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah.
Thanks. So it was our birthday. We all know it was our birthday.
A month ago,
yeah.
Nearly.
Well, yeah, nearly a month ago. And we wanted to do like a birthday special. We still didn't record a birthday special and Sarah's we were talking about the theme of the podcast today and I was like, let's do the birthday special. Sarah doesn't want to do it because it's not our birthday anymore, but I think we're still going to do – I've just got still some questions related to birthday and like what you've learned in the last year, just random questions. So I'm going to call it a birthday special. Sarah's not, but welcome to Tully and Sarah's birthday special.
Happy Hi! Birthday.
Happy birthday. So it's currently – what day is it today? It's Thursday and we just got a text message saying that we're going into another snap.
Lockdown.
Potentially. We think. But I think we've all learnt this so far. If you're from Melbourne, you know the lead up to lockdowns and I think it's probably definitely going to happen.
Inevitable.
Which sucks balls because we just got out of lockdown last Wednesday.
Let's go out tonight.
Yeah, let's get Liddy Titty.
Liddy Titty.
So
I just wrote that to a friend actually.
Oh,
Liddy
really?
Titty, yeah.
That's a little bit disappointing. I'm a little bit over these lockdowns, but let's not manifest a lockdown. Let's hope that it's not a lockdown.
Yep.
Anyway, so how have you been? Tell me your week of freedom. Like literally it's been a week.
Do you know what?
And one day.
These were my thoughts. I just went to the toilet. I looked in the mirror. I was like, got my eyebrows done for no reason, going back into a lockdown. Just got my nails done this morning.
Mm.
No particular reason. Was going to fake tan tonight. So
no, you should still fake tan. Yeah. It makes you feel 10 times better. Right.
My week, so – like it was just that basically, getting things done. I had dinner with you one night, dinner Sunday night. Did we have a dinner Sunday night?
No, we did not.
I had a dinner Sunday
night. No, you didn't.
Where did I do
Sunday?
Okay,
let's just keep going. No, you did not. And yeah.
How's your week been?
It's been good. A week. It's so funny because every time I do something now, I'm like, I'm just grateful to be at the gym. I'm grateful to be doing this. But my week was good, just busy as well. Work's been hectic. I've had a few dinners as well.
I'm very proud of you.
Why?
From the person you've grown to for a year.
Why?
Because you would have been an emotional mess all these.
Yeah, but it's like the sixth lockdown. It's like you literally have no control. I've just kind of realize that this is just going to be our life for some time.
Is that your biggest life lesson?
I don't know what my life lesson is. I'm just rolling it.
Is that one of your questions?
Yeah, it actually was one of my questions. See, it is a birthday special.
Yeah.
So, no, my week's been good just doing, yeah, like dinners and stuff. I just can't believe this is happening again.
Mm.
Anyway, whatever. But, you know, my week's been good, but it's so funny. So, when was our birthday? Like 2-3 weeks ago. So I don't think we've spoken about this. We were supposed to have a big girls lunch on the Saturday. So everything was planned and it was my birthday. Sarah's birthday was Wednesday. My birthday was Thursday. We both had family dinners. And then our big birthday lunch with the girls was supposed to be on Saturday.
At Miss Frankie's.
Which we love Miss Frankie's, but they actually were a massive exposure site for COVID in that lockdown. So we were supposed to have our lunch there. The Thursday gets announced that we're going to a lockdown for 7 days. We were like, shit, this is so annoying. We're so looking forward to having our birthdays. And at that stage, there wasn't really any restrictions. Like, you have people at your houses, all that kind of stuff. So I was so excited. But we were kind of like, you know what? We kind of just have to go into a lockdown because we don't want to end up being like Sydney, or we don't want to end up being like what Melbourne was last year. So obviously that was cancelled. Then we found out Miss Frankie was an exposure site. We're like, hey, great. Let's have it the weekend after we come out of lockdown, which was last week, but we've actually rescheduled the lunch to this Saturday, and now apparently we're going into a 3-day snap lockdown, so it has to be rescheduled again for the following week, which is really annoying. Well, I'm presuming all this.
It's a message from the universe.
No, but seriously, we're still having the girls' lunch.
It's a girls' lunch. It will not be our birthday lunch.
Nah, fuck it. Who cares? It's still a birthday lunch. No, it'll be just a girls' lunch and Sarah and I organising it and just whatever.
Yep.
But it'll still go ahead. But how annoying is that twice, like, it's been rescheduled. And I hate change. We all know that. I hate change. I hate being getting let down with stupid shit like that. Like, there's nothing worse. Like, it's like at the moment when you book a holiday and then you can't go because you go into lockdown or they go into lockdown. You actually just have to, like, suck it up.
Our literal conversation this morning.
Oh.
People listening, you don't know how hard I've had to work on Tully to convince her to go to Darwin for a holiday. It's been an ordeal.
It has. Like, I've never really – it's not, like, somewhere that I've wanted to go. Do you know what I mean? Like,
one, it's the only place we can go.
No, I know.
Two,
it's hot.
It's 33 degrees.
I know. And I said, I messaged yesterday, I gave in, and I said, hey, look, I will go to Darwin. So we're all been in talks of organising a fucking Darwin trip, and now we're like, ah.
And this morning we were like, let's just give it to Saturday, Sunday, see if we can book it still.
And we'll go next week.
And we'll literally go next week.
Which, yeah. Anyway, this is all.
What's the terms and conditions of you travelling with me to Darwin?
I can't complain. I can complain once.
Once the whole trip.
Which for me, it's going to be very difficult. But to be honest, like I said before, I have
Poo-wee, this place smells.
You will do that.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Not there. Fuck, no.
The hotel room you will.
Oh, I just hate bad smells. And some hotel rooms are musty.
Yeah.
And I don't like musty smells. So I probably – but maybe the hotel's nice. I don't know. I just hate bad smells. So I probably would
complain. We're staying in a Best and Western.
What's a
isn't that a drive-in motel? No, we're not.
I was going to say Best and West is like a motel that you go like in a chuka.
Yeah.
I used to say Best and Western all the time. So that's a little bit of a drainer. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's really annoying. Anyway.
Let's just pray that this day can't get any worse and there's an episode of Real Housewives this week.
I know. And I actually am going out for dinner tonight. So I'm like, score, going out for dinner.
Question about Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Are you up to date?
Yeah, I am. Beverly Hills or
New York? Yeah, Beverly Hills. Do you think Erica Jane knew?
I don't know.
I saw on Daily Mail yesterday Tom Girardi.
He looked old, man.
He looks so haggard.
I don't know. I feel like for people I love
that
Erica Jane.
Don't know. Erica Jane was married to a big-ass lawyer over in the States.
Who is worth a mozza.
Yeah. and he won a civil case against Boeing for an airplane that crashed and people died. So he won the civil case and money for like the orphans and families of and he
kept it.
Kept that money basically. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think she would have known. Like he's such a powerful.
But he invested it into her business. This is the dodgy pit.
Yeah, but how does she know that the money came from there? He's got so much money. It could have come from anywhere. How is she going to be like, oh, he invested money into my business? Like, I don't know. I'm a massive Erica Jayne fan. I think she's one of my favorite characters on the show. And I don't know, a man so powerful like that. And she says it in one of the episodes. She's like, girls, make sure you know where all your money's going and all that stuff. Like, I just think he was just so powerful and.
What a greedy bastard though.
Yeah, but a lot of like those kind of people are, aren't they?
I don't know. Like if he's got that so much money, do you really need to take money from people that actually do need it?
Yeah, but then also, to be fair, in the episodes, doesn't she say like he's starting to lose his marbles a little bit?
Yeah.
How long ago was this? Maybe he was kind of losing his marbles and didn't know what he was doing.
Or this is my conspiracy brain coming out. These are all little things to put out that to look like he's losing his marbles so then they can't convict him because he's not of right mind.
But he's also old.
Nah, I bet you that's what's happening. You just hit the nail on the head there.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. I reckon that's what she's planting seeds that he's losing his marbles. This is why
she
this
is?
Happened. Yeah, nah, 100%.
Fuck that. I don't know. I just like I'm a massive fan of Erica Jayne. So like I said, I kind of just want to have faith that she didn't know.
Yeah. Maybe. I want to watch that YouTube.
Yeah. Well, is that already on?
Yeah.
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 Interesting. Yeah. So why did we get on the subject of that? I can't even remember.
Because if an episode doesn't come out tonight,
oh, yeah,
this
weekend. You'll lose your shit.
Yep.
Oh, my God, how stressful. So going into, like I said before, this is our birthday special. It is, but it's not, but it is, but it's not. I prepared myself and I wrote down some questions to ask you.
Yes.
Fun times. Like they're just kind of fun questions because I am interested to know your answers.
Is there anything you do not know about me?
No, it's about the last year. Like, so it's like a birthday special. I don't know. Okay, so. Do you want me to start?
Yep.
What's three things that you've learned about yourself in the past year?
I don't mind my own company.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the sense I was pretty like in the sense that I don't get bored or I don't have nasty thoughts when I'm alone like.
Yeah.
Like my thoughts are all right. Like do you know how last year you were like, oh, I can't be by myself?
Yeah.
I can be by myself. God, my family and friends mean the world to me. Uh-huh. Just reiterated how much I love spending time with family and friends. And that's coming out of this week's lockdown. My mum is down, but she's like, what are you doing this week? I was like, going out to dinners, seeing all my friends, like
living life,
100%.
What we said the other day too, and we're having a discussion. You have to do those things, and you can't just plan it for like 3 weeks ahead because look what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. The third thing is, I don't think I'll meet my person on a dating app. Is that fair to say? That's
true.
I don't think
true,
I will.
True, true.
Fuck, they're annoying.
Mm, true. Yeah, dating apps are annoying.
What are three things you learned?
About myself?
Mm.
That one, I can adapt to change without reacting.
Yeah, right. That's a good one.
Yeah, because
the thing is with – and I heard a really good quote this morning or last night, the whole like living is how we react to suffering and change.
Yeah.
That's that 100%. Is the basis of life.
100%. And I've learned because I can be quite – sorry, I just had to move. I can be quite a reactive person when it comes to like change because I don't like change. So the last year obviously
– How would you change something? Say if to change, say, your workout routine, what makes you do that change? Because you have changed throughout the years.
Yeah, 100%.
You try something and then you like it more?
Yeah, I'm always willing to try new things, and if I don't like it, I definitely don't like it. And if I do, I'm like, oh, I can introduce that into my life. Yeah, I just think by trying things and, yeah, like I'm not scared to try something.
Yep.
So there's a lot of workouts I've tried in the years, like CrossFit I hated. Like I don't really love weight training.
Yeah.
Like when we went to that renovator place, like I'll try it and I'll do it with my friends, but I probably wouldn't incorporate that into my schedule. But yeah, I just try things and then boom, done. So that's one thing that is probably number one. Second, same as you, like my friends and family. Like I have a lot of friends and I know a lot of people, and I think it's just because of maybe the industries I've worked in or all those kind of things or the jobs or other people I know. But I have, when it comes down to like friends and fam, like good friends, I have quite a tight group of people that I would tell everything to, and I respect that and I love that, and I've realized that yeah, like because I think like a lot of people will be like, oh, your life is like quite public. But when I think about it, my life is quite private. Like the things that my friends know, like my close group, no one else would really know. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like there's things that happen in my life or things I talk about. So I've learned that I like, yeah, really do love my friends and family.
A guy slipped into my DMs this morning. I put up a
– That you knew?
Yep.
Who was it? Do I know them?
Mario Kart one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I put up a picture of you and Taylor at breakfast and he said, do you not get sick of her? I was like,
who?
You.
Oh, fuck off. What a rude
And I was no, like, and I was oh, like,
God, I can't believe I just said that. Matt, can you please? I don't like that word. Matt, can you please beep that?
No, please
beep it. I don't know why I said that.
I told you at the nail place today, you got to stop swearing.
No, but I never used to see the C word. It's either you and Brooke says it. It's one of you that I've caught it off because I never use that word. Caught it off.
It's not a STD. Yeah. And I said never. Like I actually don't get sick of you.
Nah.
I got frustrated at you yesterday, but I don't get sick of
you. Yeah, I get frustrated and, like, I do get sick. Like, I get the ick when you eat your porridge with a fucking teaspoon.
You and Taylor can get
it. Nah, I've always had the ick when you've done that. I can't look at you.
Third thing.
What's three things you've learned about yourself?
I think you've become an amazing sister over the
– Yeah, true. Yeah. Good family member.
Yep. You contribute to this family real solidly.
Actually, no, you're right. I would have to say, like, not that I've never been a good sister. Like, I love my sister so much and I would do fucking anything for her. But ever since my sister's had twins, like, it's hard watching and you've got siblings that are struggling at the moment with, you know, certain things. And it's hard when you watch your, like, it kills me. So I'm like, if I can help you in any – oh, my God, I'm going to cry. I've got a weird tear in my eye. That was really weird. But like when you see them struggling and like adapt, like my sister's obviously had twins and her whole life has fucking changed.
Yeah, it's hard.
It hurts me to see. And like I love those girls so much, so it's like I would do anything. Whoa. You know when you get like something in your nose like you're going to cry? I literally just got that.
I can see it on your face and I can see I probably know what scene's playing throughout your head for you to be quite emotional.
Oh, my God. Wow, that was insane. Anyway, so they're the three things. Next question is one regret that you've had about the last year, like one thing that you wish you had have done or just like one regret.
One regret. I had a thought the other day. Maybe next time I don't talk about boys on the podcast.
That's why I said to you before, stop talking about dating.
Like I know that person's not my person at all, but like would things have been different? Don't know.
Yeah.
Regret. Nah, don't think I.
That's I one. Learn, that's fine.
I learn from like, every. Nah, big, it's like I don't regret it. You learn from everything. Do I regret like eating something that gave me food poisoning or something?
Did you eat something?
No, I'm trying to think.
No, I don't think for you. Like, I don't think like talking about your experience was a regret. I think maybe there was. You probably went. See, this is where we're different. Like people are like, oh, you're but I know when to shut up when it comes
I don't.
To, yeah.
I never do.
So like
do.
That's when I say before like my life like is quite private.
I never think before I
no,
speak.
No, you don't. And I think you probably overshared a lot on the podcast.
Yeah.
And I've never said this to you. But no, but now that you say that, I'm like, it's interesting because I do think maybe you probably overshared too much. Whereas maybe my experience and my job or other things that I do, I've learned to back not say too much.
But it's just like having a conversation with you.
You know, I know, but you have to remember that there's a lot of people probably listening, and he did as well. Anyway, that's a lesson for you. That's not a regret. Like I said, it's probably you just overshared a little bit too much.
Maybe. Let's just see.
It didn't even work with a code word either, like his name, code word.
Oh, he knew it straight away.
Oh, 100% that I mean. It's like, oh.
And I even had someone ask about him today. They must have listened to the episode. Oh, well. Say, lovey, what have you regretted?
What have I?
I've regretted not traveling when we've been free. Yeah, that's what I've regretted.
I do regret that. I probably. Mm-hmm. I think that's my regret. When we've had the chance.
You can't take my regret.
Well, I just did.
Think of your own.
Okay, no, that is one. I was going to say that anyway. I have one regret. That is that. I wish I had traveled more when we could. Do I have any other regrets? I don't think so. I don't like having regrets. No, I don't think I've got any other ones. That's one I do have. I've said this to, like, when we aren't in lockdown, I want to make sure that I'm like a yes person and I want to have fun. I think I've done that a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a massive, like, party animal or anything like that, but I've done things that I've wanted to do.
Mm.
Yeah. Three things you – oh, this is kind of the same question, though. Three things you wish you did this last year.
Traveled more.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? I'm really unproductive in these lockdowns this year. Last year –
I've had, like, six of them.
Yeah, and – last year I was like doing the paddocks, doing all that. This year I'm like, can't be fucked.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think a lot of people are like that. Like, yeah. I think was it a couple of episodes ago you said, oh, what have you been watching? I'm like, I haven't really been watching anything. I don't know what I do in the lockdown. Mm. I might just sit there and do nothing.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's one. What's the next two?
Wish. What do I wish? No, I don't wish for it. Like, I'm real. Saying this to someone yesterday, I'm such a basic person. I don't think like that.
Okay. Interesting.
Do you wish like anything?
Three things you wish you did in the last year. Same thing. Wish I traveled.
Maybe. I wish I got, do you know what, every lockdown I'm like, fuck, I wish I got that laser thing on my sunspot on my face.
Yeah. I've been trying.
I need to do that.
I've given you the details and stuff the whole time. Yeah, I know. I need to do that. That's not my fault. That's your fault. I wish I spent – I say this all the time and I do spend a lot of time with my family. I wish I probably spent more time in the country when we're not in lockdown.
How many more questions have you got to go?
A couple more.
Okay.
I've only got two things I wish I had done. Okay. Favorite quote – I probably should have asked you this before. Favorite quote that resembles the last year for you and why?
I'm a real quote person. And my feed on Instagram, like your favorite things and what you're
so
discovering.
Weird. I've got like that too, but a lot of mine are like relationship ones. Yeah. So weird.
A lot resonate around around reaction.
Okay.
So it reminds me that I have the power to react to any scenario. And once I master that, like even yesterday, you frustrated me. And instead of me usually going off chops, I communicated to you because I know what would have traditionally happened. I would have been like, rah, 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 to you. And you would have been like, what's your problem? But instead, I forewarned you. I said, I am a little bit frustrated with you. So I was just giving you that little bit of a buffer. So you knew how I was feeling. So, you know?
Yeah, I know. You have to remember.
It's all about reactions.
I know. Anyway, let's not get into
a Barney.
Yeah. okay, so that's why.
What's your favorite quote?
I was going to say.
Cardi B lyrics.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. Do not look at your phone.
If they called it?
Someone just messaged me and said, is this fucked or what? Darwin tonight. Talk of being played. Oh, that's AFL.
How fucked is it? It's like the wives
Chinese
up in,
whispers.
The wives up in Queensland are coming down here today, and then they're going to be in another lockdown.
I know, but the only thing, they're lucky with them, they're not in hotel quarantine. They're just in a lockdown.
Yeah.
It's different.
God, you're searching a long time, sister.
Oh, okay. This is a good one.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, maybe this does resemble the last year because I think you know this. The last year, more than a year, like, because we've been in lockdown, like, I have been very, I do morning affirmations every morning. I've like really been hard working on myself. I am abundant. I am loved. I am bold. No, I do morning affirmations every morning in the car on the way to my workouts. It's like my ritual, and I've really tried to work on creating like a higher vibration.
I know that because when you've stayed at my house and we go to get coffee, you're like, wait 1 second, let me just put this on.
I'm
like,
oh. It's my morning thing. I have to do it. If I don't do it, I feel really whacked. So I saw this the other day and I'm like, oh my God, this is like something that resembles my last year. So it's like, you are sunshine. Some days you are sunshine with a little rain. Some days sunshine with intermittent clouds. And sometimes you may be sunshine covered in thunderstorms. Whatever the day, remember you're always shining.
Yeah.
And I was like, that literally resembles the last year for me. And it was kind of like affirmations as well, but it resembles how some days, like yesterday, sunshine day, and then today it's a little bit of thunderstorms because it's sunshine, but
yeah,
there's bad news.
Imminent storm warning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
But the storm will pass.
Exactly. So I feel like for me that's like my kind of quote for this year and why. Favorite memory of this year?
I definitely need to eat more salmon, don't I? Because my memory's shocking.
Oh, really? Can't remember.
What fun things have we done?
I don't know. It's your memory.
I've had like fun nights out drinking with friends.
Yeah.
That's been fun. I've had beautiful family moments.
It doesn't have to be fun. It's favourite memory.
Macy being born.
Okay. Cute.
Yep.
Love that.
I like the family chat in the morning and then Mark sending the most beautiful message and he's like, Macy, meet your auntie Rara.
Cute.
Like, just memories you're going to like savor.
Yep.
Forever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cute. Love that. Lowest point.
Well, I'm not too sure. I'm like a pressure cooker. And I tend to keep everything to myself.
Mm-hmm.
There was probably one night, must have been like around May, there must have been other shit going on in my life. And this is where therapy helps you. They're like, you offloaded on that person because you were frustrated in other areas of your life and you expected them to do something. And when they didn't, and because I'm such a controlling person, when they didn't fulfill that, I lost my shit because so that was probably me. I don't know what happened.
Was it me? Probably,
no.
Oh, good.
No.
Who was it?
A boy.
Oh.
And I just offloaded onto them.
Oh, right.
Yep. But you were probably the triggering factor.
God.
I don't know. Who fucking knows? No, but I haven't had any like – usual like snotty mental breakdowns, you know? What about you?
Lowest point in the
this
last year?
Year?
So like from July to July? Probably breaking up with
Effie.
Yeah. Because no one likes a breakup.
And like that's shit.
It's shit. It's a shit feeling and and like we're obviously, like I said this to you the other day, like we are still friends and I've said this on the podcast, like we'll eventually, you know, talk and stuff. And we have texted a couple of times, just like he texted me on my birthday, I texted him the other day and just check in to see if he was okay because he's obviously in Sydney. So like because you kind of lose a friend as well. It's like you lose
your best friend.
Yeah, you lose like someone that you talk to every day. Like do you like this? Like, so you lose a friend and that sucks. And then I was kind of sad that I was probably never going to have that friend like that again. Not that I wanted him as my boyfriend, but I did lose a friend.
Mm.
So I probably say that's probably the lowest point. No one loves a breakup. You're sad, your heart's broken, cry a little bit.
But you learn from it and you're stronger from it.
Exactly, yep. Exactly. So that was probably my lowest point, I would say. And my highest point would probably be the twins being born.
How good.
Yeah, I think the twins being born in January. And also I was thinking another high point, I really enjoyed our trip to Queensland in January.
Yeah, summer. That was super fun.
Yeah, so I think they're probably my two favourite moments this year so far.
I've just been going from like January to July. I mean,
yeah, I know. You got to go July to July. But then last year doesn't count because nothing fun happened last year. Maybe like November, December. New Year's Eve was fun.
Yeah, New Year's was fun and a lockdown was looming.
True.
Yeah.
No, but we left.
Yeah, we got out.
There was no lockdown though.
And then
no restriction. There was no lockdown.
Well, we had to go and get tested up there.
Yeah, remember? But there was no lockdown here.
Oh.
Oh, maybe that might happen this weekend. Anyway, no, they're all my questions.
Cool.
For the TL and SP birthday special.
This isn't a birthday special question.
It is.
But question, but yeah. We were having some funny belly laughs before because what I wanted to talk about, and it only ever seems to happen to you, were embarrassing moments in your life.
Yeah, I don't say I get embarrassed easily. I did say this morning I do get embarrassed easily, but I don't really. Like if I trip over or if I do something, oh shit, like whatever. But weird stuff always happens to me and then I get embarrassed. Like all the time.
Your back farts in your
Oh, my God, stop. So when was this? I don't know. It was like summertime and we go to Core Plus Hot Pilates in Port Melbourne.
And everyone does this in yoga, I'm sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I've taught yoga and heard people, but I've heard people really fart like out their asshole.
What do you do? Pretend you didn't hear it?
Or do you go, oh, poo me, who was that? No, like teaching yoga, you hear people fart all
that
the time.
That is my biggest
Oh, my God, fear. I farted once in yoga, like actually real.
Did you pretend it was...
I don't
You looked around.
I was really young because I started doing yoga when I was like 14 and I had really bad stomach issues when I was a teenager. Like IBS.
And you couldn't control it.
And I'm really flexible. So, oh my God, I'm crying. This is not the story I was going to tell, but I'll just tell it anyway. How embarrassing. This is embarrassing that I'm telling this story. Anyway, I was – oh, God. So I – obviously, I've been doing yoga since I was, like, 14. And I was in Bikram once, and there's this posture. You have to spread your leg.
What? A triangle. That one where you go down. Yes. And did you just look around?
Wait, I gotta tell the story.
People knew. You would have known it.
Oh, 100%. And even the teacher, and I was like, oh, like, who is that? It used to be back in the day when the classes were so busy. Oh, my God, I was mortified. It's the posture where you have two legs spread out. Like, so you're like one, so you're like hip width distance or more.
Trying to like you're going down to do the splits.
Yeah. So then your arms are out to the side, like parallel, and then you slowly bend forward and you've got to grab your ankles from the thing. And I was going down, just went. And I was like, oh, I looked around. I was like, oh my God.
Who was that?
Oh, pooey.
Didn't do that.
Oh my God, dead. Anyway, it was so embarrassing. I just wanted the class to be over. I was like fucking mortified. As soon as the class, I just picked up my mat and left. Oh my God, it was so.
You definitely have bowel problems because the other.
If I be careful with what you say.
This is. There's
I'm so dead.
It always happens to you. So in America.
Oh, no, I don't. This is actually really embarrassing.
Their plumbing system.
Oh, no. So in America, if everyone's been to America, the toilet and the plumbing system is fucked. And we had a conversation with Trent when they were staying at one of the houses, and he's like, Trent and Dusty clogged the toilet up and they had to get the plumber to come and clog. That's what nearly happened.
You don't call the plumber though. Oh, who do you call?
Okay, so embarrassing. We went to a workout. I had a coffee and I'm like, so I need to go to the toilet. I went to the toilet. I went to go flush it and nothing flushed. All the water came to the top and I'm like, oh no. Like, oh, like the, all the water's like coming up. I'm like, fuck.
And your poo. It's floating to the top too.
Dead. And I'm like panicking because we're staying at a friend's house. I'm like, oh my God. So like, I'm like, Sarah. You're like, what? I'm like, can't flush the toilet. It was so bad. We actually had, Dave had to get the plumber.
No, because you, this has happened so many times. The first time I had to go get chopsticks from the drawer.
Oh, but then you also have to get a cup of water to put water in so it like flows. Oh,
so
my
then
God, dead.
We made a rule. Okay, if you need to go to the toilet, you have to do it at the gym we go to and then we go home.
But I don't know what it is with the toilet systems in America. It's literally the water doesn't – it's so
not
weird.
A powerful flush
or
something.
No, it's not a powerful flush. I don't know how you guys in America do it because it was bad. No, but this – sorry, we've completely lost track of the original story. So this happened to me in summertime. We went to Core Plus, put my mat down, and obviously Core Plus is in a heated room, so it gets hot very quickly. Like sometimes when you go in there, you start sweating already. Put the mat down. I forgot a towel, so I just had the mat, and I was on there, and then we started doing like bridges, and then my back and the friction of my back, the sweat, and then the mat,
yep.
You could imagine. No, it actually was.
I'm pretty
did not
sure
fart.
Like Nadia Bartel and everyone was in this class.
Oh,
too.
Probably. Whatever. No, we love Nards. And I literally, my back was going up and down, and then all of a sudden, this fucking noise. Like, okay. It was like, and I was like, I was so embarrassed. I was like to everyone in the class, like, oh my God, guys, that was my back. That was my back. That was my back. That was my back. And then everyone just started fucking cracking up. I was like, oh my God, that was so embarrassing with my back. But it was one of those moments where you really had to be there because I remember I sat up and I was like, guys, that was my back. That was my back. Everyone's like, what the hell?
It was very funny.
Yeah.
But going back to yoga and you being a teacher, what do you do if someone farts in the class?
Oh my God, I could tell you so many yoga stories. So like people obviously fart all the time. You literally just have to, I just pretend like I don't even make eye contact and I just keep going on with what I'm doing.
How do you not laugh?
So there's been a couple of times where I've gone to – because people – some people in the class laugh and then I try and have to hold it together. There's been a few times where I'm like – because people laugh. Like people are immature, like especially – like just people
– look at us talking
about
poo and
farting. Yeah, I know, right, we're laughing.
Yeah.
No, I just like – I don't make eye contact with them because I know they're probably embarrassed. Mm. But then there's some people at yoga who don't give a shit. They just fart.
Really?
Yeah, like they don't care. You get weird people come to yoga. I've seen balls in front of my face before. Some guy with these shorts and he obviously wasn't wearing any jocks underneath. I've seen full ball sack. I've seen someone's flaps.
Get out.
Yeah, I've seen everything.
How did her flaps come out?
She was in those little bike shorts and they were like open. Like not – they weren't tight bike shorts. They were loose ones. And then her undies must have – I don't know. And I remember I was doing the class and I turned and I was like –
oh my God.
Like that lady that we saw in America at that spa that didn't have undies on. Oh, yeah. It was like that. And I was mortified. I was like, ah!
Yeah. Tal and I are not very good in situations where you should be subtle.
Oh, it's the worst.
We make eye contact. And
like
then,
today.
Like inappropriate. And we make eye contact and then we just lose it.
I can't look at Sarah. Like today we're at the nail place and Sarah clearly hated her nails.
I didn't.
Sorry, she didn't hate them. She just thought it was a bit of a clump compared to the photo. Yep. Like they actually look really cool.
Thank you.
No, she didn't hate them. And she looked at me and she gave me these eyes and I knew, like Sarah and I can like read each other's mind and I was like, I couldn't look at you. I had to turn the other way. And Brooke's like, you're right. I'm like, I can't look at Sarah. Like I can't. Yeah, but embarrassing shit happens to me all the time. Nothing ever happens to you.
Never. Remember in Sydney?
Oh, yeah, let's not talk about that. I feel like it's too gruesome. Anyway, something also very embarrassing happened to me in Sydney, which was an accident.
You got your period. You can say
on
that.
On grey male pants. Yeah, it was embarrassing.
In like a taxi.
And
we're going to a meeting.
Yeah. Yep.
Trying to forget about it.
I'm just grateful that I'm there to witness all these embarrassing moments.
Oh, my God.
No, to be honest.
Wait.
Yeah?
I don't – have embarrassing moments, and we were discussing this before. It's like, is it because I don't get embarrassed?
No, but I don't like, there's some things that I don't get embarrassed about either. But then there's some things I'm like, so, okay. So, oh shit, sorry. I get embarrassed for other people. Like someone sent me a video the other day of this girl. Sorry. She did a reel.
And it was horrible.
It was like a bit of a thirst trap. Like she had her boobs out and she was like pouting and like doing it. It was like, it was no point of posting it.
Okay.
It must have been to a guy and she's posted it as a reel. It was so embarrassing. And one of my friends sent it to me and he's like, is she having a laugh? And I watched it and I said, I'm so sorry. I can't watch that. I've gone red. Like I'm actually embarrassed for her. Like it was just this like thirst trap video, like in a bikini. It's like in the middle of winter. And I was like, he's like, she's having a laugh. I'm like, oh my God, I actually can't watch that. It's so embarrassing. Like, so I get embarrassed for other people very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not?
Have you ever got embarrassed for me? From me? For me?
Nah. I don't think so. Yeah. Like, I don't think you'd do anything embarrassing that I'd be like, oh my God, dead embarrassed.
Nah, but I'm just grateful it always happens to you and I can have a laugh.
I know. It's so embarrassing. Anyway, whatever.
What else can we talk about?
Oh, I had someone ask me this and they're like, can you talk about it on the podcast? Like your opinion. Let me find it. I was like, okay. Keep talking.
I know what's we've discussed lately with friends. Unorthodox.
Oh yeah, my Unorthodox Life on Netflix. Yes. Great show.
Still haven't finished it, but I was like, fuck. This lady left the community in 2013. Mm-hmm. 2021, she's already like a billionaire. How, like, we were like, oh my God, like, what a boss.
Like, yeah, I was like, kudos to you. Yes. If Julia, is her name Julia?
Julia Hart.
Yeah, if Julia can do it, we can do it.
100%. And then so we sussed it all out and turns out Julia married a billionaire.
Who is the founder of La Perla.
Yes.
Not just a billionaire. He's like legit.
Like, yeah, she started a business and he might have bought the business, but
I'm imagine having her on the podcast. That'd be a goal. Because I actually think – so when we had the discussion of that, you were like, nah, I don't have respect for her. I'm like, nah, I have respect for her. She went out and found a bloody billionaire as a husband, got out of the Orthodox community. She still has a little bit to do with it.
One of her sons is in the community still.
Yeah. But it's a very interesting story, not going
to
lie.
I told you last year I wanted to speak to someone from the Orthodox community.
But imagine getting her. Like, I think she's a boss.
Let's manifest that in your affirmations or something in the morning.
I am abundant.
I speak to Julia Hart.
Yeah.
What were you going to ask me?
Oh, sorry.
Or what did someone want to know?
Yeah, so one of my friends asked me this. Okay, so a boy that I started, and you might know this.
Your nails look great.
Yeah, don't they?
Yeah, they look really good.
Yeah, Code Rose in Essendon. Bomb diggity. A boy I like started ghosting me, and I can't decide if I should send him a snap or not.
No.
Yeah.
I messaged baby daddy last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
If we had said we were going to talk about that. I would say fuck him. We don't encourage ghosting. Not to you,
she's
sorry.
She's ghosting him. Or he's ghosting.
No, a boy I like is ghosting her. So same situation as what you had. A boy I like started ghosting me. And
yeah,
I can't
but I don't
decide-
like this boy. That's the difference. Like, I like him, but
we're
I don't.
Not talking okay. about you though. This is for
That's
the girl.
That's what I mean. I'd say don't if you have the feels for him.
I say don't. We don't encourage ghosting. Don't text him. Don't message. Focus on yourself.
But she's not going to ghost him.
No, I didn't say she's ghosting him. He's ghosting her.
Yeah. Should she send a snap? Hell no.
Exactly. That was the question.
No.
It's nothing about her. No, and I said that we don't encourage ghosting at all. And nah.
Depends how much he's fucked her over though.
But he's ghosting her. He obviously doesn't want anything to do with her. Oh, I didn't mean it like that. But I'm just saying, like, if you're ghosting someone.
Hey, we've all done it though.
Oh, 100% I've ghosted and I feel bad about it.
No, you haven't ghosted. You've been ghosted.
No, I've ghosted.
But we're talking in the context of a boy's ghosted you and then you message.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. Yeah,
we've all done it.
Oh, I've 100%. I was considering messaging someone the other day that ghosted me twice and I was like, no, I better not.
Why didn't you? Like you just, your self-respect was like, no, don't do that, Tal.
I don't know. I just didn't do it. I think I was scared.
Of him not writing back? That's the thing. Like,
but she's sending a snap. He's going to open it. It's obviously – she obviously wants to send a thirst
She
trap.
Wants a reaction.
100%.
But what if she doesn't get that reaction?
Why would a girl want to send a snap without a reaction to a guy?
But this is the thing. You have to send – and I've said this to you before when you've texted someone.
Why am I asking – why are you talking about it to me?
I'm saying in general.
Okay.
you have to be prepared to send the text or snap
without a response.
Without a response. 100%. Because you'll only get disappointed and more hurt if he doesn't.
I know. I know.
You've got to have no expectations.
Yeah. 100%.
So once, honey, you get in that spot, you can send the snap.
Yeah, true. True. Why people
or else, there's also another little trick that I sent to Tully on TikTok that you can get your best friend and do all these different moves and it looks like you're out with a boyfriend but actually you're with your best friend.
That's
like,
too much effort though. Why would you want to do that?
Depends how jealous you wanted to make someone.
And it depends what kind of relationship you had. Like if you've just been messaging and you haven't really caught up, like he's not interested. If you've been dating him, maybe you've slept with him, you hang out a bit and then he's ghosted, yeah, that pissed me off. That's when he needs to grow some balls and be like, look, I love hanging out with you. I love what we had, but I'm just not interested. Don't ghost someone if you've been like that. If it's just been texting from like a dating app and then on Instagram and he's ghosted you, get over it, move on, whatever. Because you haven't really like...
Don't know. No. Don't, yeah.
And I mean, we've all... Like I've messaged people on apps that we've been talking to and then he just stops.
Yeah.
He's on an app. He's probably met someone else. Like he's probably messaging 10 other girls. You just weren't the right person at the right time. Get over it.
Mm-hmm.
My advice.
Subtle.
Yeah, 100% subtle. I like that.
Any other life questions you've got in DMs lately?
No, that was like an interesting one.
Yep.
I'm watching Love Island at the moment. I put up something last night about a guy called Toby on Love Island. We don't like him. He literally like changes his mind every minute about every girl. But I've just come to the conclusion that he's just really young. Doesn't know what he wants.
But that's the thing. When you're young, you don't know what you want.
Exactly. So I posted that last night. I was like, oh my God, this guy is why so many women have trust issues.
This is why it is so important to date.
100%.
And so when you're young, what you want. Yes.
Agree. And I was like angry at him. I was like, this is why girls have so many trust issues. Is this guy right? Like surely he's taking a piss. Post it. And then I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh my God, the guy's like 21. He doesn't know what he wants. So that's why he keeps chopping, changing different girls. He doesn't know what he wants. Nah. That was my
little thing. I don't watch Love Island.
Oh, I'm obsessed. I actually cancelled dinner plans the other day so I could watch the recent episode. I'm that invested.
Tully.
Yeah, I could have watched it when I got home.
I'm really invested in Lucifer at the moment and the Olympics. And I have to say I've started watching the – like Olympics is great. Like all the amazing highlights of people winning success. But the things that are making me laugh now
– The memes? Yeah. Oh, my God. What about that one we were laughing about the other day?
The goggles one?
No, the girl September swimming one.
Oh, my God. This is how
– Can you get it up, even though people on the podcast can't see? So there's this been this meme going around on Instagram. And I saw it 2 days before you showed me. And I was like
– And I didn't get it.
And I was like, oh, I'm not watching the Olympics. Maybe something happened.
Where were we?
Oh, at dinner.
Dinner Tuesday night. And it came back up on our friend posted it. And I said –
Her name is Cindy Semba.
I said to Tal, why does everyone keep posting this? Like when is Christmas coming? And Tal goes, I don't know. So I wrote back to our friend. I was like, hey, like what's this?
Like, I've been thinking about it for days. Like I'm so confused.
I said, Tal and I don't get it. And then we were both sitting there and we said it out loud.
Talia was like, no, Talia got it.
When is Christmas coming? And then we said, it's in December. And we're like, oh my God.
Oh, I was like, that had been tripping me out for like days.
I have to say, like, I've never yelled at my Tally so much. Like last night watching Pete run the 800 meters, I was like, go, mate, go.
Yeah, and I mean,
it just brings out a nice spirit of Australia.
To be completely honest with you.
You're unpatriotic.
I love the Olympics, but I have not really watched it this year. I've watched a couple of the basketball matches, but haven't really watched it.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know, like not really in the mood.
Not even the swimming.
I watched some of it, but not really.
Kudos to the girls, the women of Australia upholding our country.
Oh, 100%. Like, but I feel like swimming always does.
We've had our most successful swim in the pool ever in the Olympics.
I know, but I feel like swimming always does, like, perform.
That's our best athletic
100%.
Domain. Yep.
But, yeah, like I've watched some of it, but not really.
Yep.
I haven't really been into it. It's also, like, not really much of an atmosphere. There's no one there.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know. All the masks. I'm just like, it doesn't really feel real.
Mm.
It feels weird.
It's true. Before we wrap up, what's coming up with Tully Lou, the business?
We have some new ribbing stuff coming out. Very excited.
Speak close to the mic.
Sorry. We have some ribbing stuff coming out. We're very pumped about that.
That's a new black set, a new black crop and pant.
Yes, it is. And then I've currently been sampling and designing some stuff for like November, December, which has been fun. I just have to finish that up tomorrow because I'm just waiting for a few things. And then what else is going on? We've got like restock of the compression pants coming this week, next week. So if anyone's pre-ordered those, they come out next week. And
which is this week when they're listening.
Oh, yeah, true. And, yeah, that's about it.
Cool.
Yeah. It's been actually quite busy, so very grateful for everyone that shops with us. We love you and we hope
And if
that
you love the products, please leave a review because that's great. 100%.
It is. We have a really good feedback. So, yeah, it's been good. And then we've sold out of most of the chocolate brown size. The smaller size is in chocolate brown, which has been amazing. I'm actually wearing them right now with the hoodie.
You look great.
Yep. And I've had a couple of my guy friends message about the unisex hoodie, which we love. So, yeah, it's been good. I'm not going to complain. Life's good, except for we potentially might be going to a lockdown tonight.
Let's just see.
Ay, 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 ay.
Stay well, stay safe, have fun.
And if we do go to lockdown, oh, we'll be out by the time this comes out, so let's not even talk about it.
Hopefully. We hope you had a great
weekend. Hopefully, this comes out on Wednesday and hopefully in a couple of days, Sarah and I will be having our birthday if it doesn't go ahead this weekend.
Girls' lunch, not our birthday.
Well, still our birthday.
Oh, fucking hell. You just want the presents.
No, I don't want the presents. I just want, like, to celebrate our birthday. Like, we've had such a successful year business-wise and all that stuff we haven't really been able to celebrate.
That's true.
So I feel like we deserve to celebrate. So it's kind of birthday / Tully Lou success maybe. I don't know. But we haven't really celebrated that we've had such a good year. So
I agree. Love you. We love you guys listening.
Peace. And we hope that you stay well. And if you're in Sydney and currently in lockdown, don't forget to check in with your friends. And I actually said to someone the other day, he was like, this was my ex. He said, I don't know how you guys did lockdown for 9 months. And I was like, I actually don't know how we did it either. I'm like, honestly, like, make sure you stick to a morning routine, have a purpose every day and look after yourself. So if you are currently in lockdown, please do the same because it sucks. We know.
And also a text to a friend that you haven't even seen in a long time goes a long way.
100%.
I reconnected with friends I went to university with, high school with.
100%. And there's also I saw a statistic yesterday about how many phone calls there was to Lifeline on Monday, and it was the most they've had ever. So if you are struggling, please contact Lifeline and chat to someone.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.